ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. దృగ్దృశ్య వివేక శ్లోక 26. స్వానుభూతిరసావేశాద్ దృశ్యశబ్దావుపేక్ష్యతు నిర్వికల్పసమాధి స్యాత్ నివాతస్థిత దీపవత్ కృధీవ బాహ్యదేశేపి యస్మిన్ కస్మిన్ చ వస్తుని సమాధిరాధ్య సన్మాత్రాన్ నామరూప పృథక్కృతి అఖండైకరసం వస్తు సచ్చిదానందలక్షణం ఇత్యవిచ్ఛిన్న చింతేయం సమాధిర్మధ్యమో భవేత్. స్తబ్ధీభావోరసాస్వాదాత్ తృతీయ పూర్వమన్మతః ఏతై సమాధిభిః షడ్భిః నయేతే నయేత్ కాలం నిరంతరం. వి వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ శ్లోక 29 ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. స్తబ్ధీభావో రసాస్వాదాత్ తృతీయ పూర్వమన్మతః ఏతై సమాధిభిః షడ్భిః నయేత్ కాలం నిరంతరం. So in the internal meditation, both the drishya anuviddha, that is associated with objects, and shabda anuviddha, associated with shabda, the Veda mantras, lead to nirvikalpa samadhi. Similarly, in the case of external meditation also, drishya anuviddha and shabda anuviddha lead to nirvikalpa samadhi. We saw already. Nirvikalpa Samadhi is the common consequence for both internal and external meditations. After the enumeration and definition of all the six samadhis, the author concluded that a seeker should practice these sixfold samadhis constantly and regularly. And we said that a few important corollaries also should be looked into in the last class. Of the six samadhis, four are deliberately practiced by the seeker. The twofold internal savikalpa samadhi and the twofold external savikalpa samadhi with the help of the Vedantic teaching. Dwelling on the consciousness inside or the existence outside. Be careful. Consciousness internally and existence outside, externally. Nirvikalpa samadhi cannot be deliberately practiced. But it is only a consequence of savikalpa samadhi abhyasa. And we said when a person practices the meditation for some time, that thought pattern gets into the subconscious mind, then the will recedes or withdrawn, and even after the will subsides, the vritti continues. And this continuation of vritti without effort of meditator, that is called nirvikalpa samadhi. And since no will is involved in nirvikalpa samadhi, it is not dependent on the desire of the meditator, but it is only a possible consequence. And this samadhi is not something that the meditator can directly work for. We can work for only savikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi is not dependent on the will or the desire of the meditator. And many factors are involved in nirvikalpa samadhi. We saw all these things in the last class. In Panchadashi, Vidyaranya says that Nirvikalpa Samadhi also depends on the meditator's karma, prarabdha karma. Of the several factors involved in the occurrence of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, some are in our hands, like for example, the samskara, abhyasa, all those things. And others, like the prior birth, karma, they are not in our hands. Thus, the Nirvikalpa Samadhi is only a possible consequence of Savikalpa Samadhi. And the second point we have to notice, whether Nirvikalpa Samadhi is compulsory for knowledge and deliberation or not. The answer is clear and absolute no. Knowledge doesn't come from meditation, Samadhi, whether it is in Savikalpa or Nirvikalpa. Knowledge is born out of Pramanam. An appropriate instrument of knowledge. Meditation and samadhi are not in the list of six pramanas. We have already seen all these. What are those six pramanas? Pratyaksha pramana, anumana pramana, upamana. Arthapatti and Anupalabdhi, Shabda, all these. And there is no nothing here which is Samadhi in this. So spiritual knowledge arises only from Shastra Vakyam, especially the Mahavakya. Mahavakya Vichara, done with the help of a guru. Shastra Shravanam alone generates this knowledge. If one says that Shravanam gives only book knowledge, then what is needed is direct knowledge, enlightenment, or realization. And Vidyaranya says in Panchadasi that the liberating direct knowledge has to arise out of Mahavakya Shravanam or Vichara only. As long as I feel that I do not have direct knowledge, when I require, what I require is improved Shravanam or Mahavakya Vichara only. My Shravanam is incomplete as long as I feel that I do not have the direct knowledge. Until such time, when I have the direct knowledge, any other sadhana, including Nididhyasanam, is only for getting the mind ready for improved Shravanam. As long as I do not have direct knowledge, any amount of Samadhi Abhyasa I do, I should use it for coming back to Shravanam only, and ultimately realization has to take place only in proper Mahavakya Vichara only. Clear understanding of Mahavakyam is self-realization. Clear understanding includes the clear understanding that there is no self-realization other than the clear understanding of Mahavakyam. Vidyaranya emphasizes this point actually in Panchadasi. Actually, when we have occasion to do Panchadasi, we'll do it later. He talks about Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and then he says that this practice of Nirvikalpa Samadhi doesn't produce knowledge, but equips a person for better Shravanam. So the intellect could not listen clearly because of certain obstacles. Samadhi Abhyasa, including the Nirvikalpa Samadhi, will only refine the intellect for better Shravanam by getting rid of the obstacles as stated in the first chapter of Panchadashi. Amuna vasana jale nissesham pravilapite samolon milite punya papake karma sanchate. Vakyam apradibandancha sat prag parokshava basite karamalakavat bodham aparoksham prasuyate. When by this samadhi, the group of tendencies, that is, for example, they are completely wiped off without any remnant, and the accumulated store of karma called Punyapapa karma is rooted out along with its roots, then the passage, Vedic passages, being now free from any hindrance to its being properly understood, actually, we have to understand that hindrance, yields the direct realization as clear as an amalaka fruit in one's hand. In what was before, like an indirect perception. So this is what is emphasized by Vidyaranya Swami in Panchadasi. By various sadhanas, including meditation, the intellect gets better. And with the better intellect, the seeker has to come back to Shravanam. And when the intellect gets clear, the very same Mahavakyam, which was improperly heard before, will be heard more closely now. So that improved Shravanam, that will give direct knowledge as stated in the, again, first chapter of Panchadashi. We are going to quote a few slokas of Panchadashi today. Vidyaranya concludes the first chapter of Panchadashi. Aparokshatma vijnanam shabdam deshika purvakam. Samsara karana ajnana. Ajnana tamasas chandabasukaraha. Direct realization of the self had from the words, the Vedic words, the Shabda, through the Guru, is a fierce sun in relation to the darkness of ignorance, the cause of the cycle of birth and death. So, Mula Avidya. So, with the help of a Guru and Mahavakya, one has to continue the Shravanam, and Shravanam alone gives Atma Vijnanam. Nirvikalpa Samadhi is not compulsory liberating direct knowledge. For liberating direct knowledge, Nirvikalpa Samadhi is not compulsory, but proper Shravanam is. So in the ninth chapter of Panchadashi, again Vidyaranya says that throughout life, if one feels that he has done a lot of Shravanam, but only have book knowledge, he should continue Shravanam in the next birth also. Samadhi Abhyasa is one method of clearing the intellect for better Shravanam. So Nirvikalpa Samadhi may happen or not during that Abhyasa, but the liberating knowledge does not depend on that. So a person should do the Samadhi Abhyasa and Shravanam will ultimately give the knowledge. Shloka 30. Deha Bhimane Galite Vignate Paramatmani Yatra Yatra Mano Yati Tatra Tatra Samadhayaha. Fairly simple shloka. As a result of this repeated cycle, the sadhana of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, that Abhyasa, of which Shravanam is the primary sadhana, I clearly understand the Mahavakya meaning that I am Brahman. Brahman is not a faraway entity that needs to be experienced later, but it is the Chaitanyam that is directly experienced all the time. Vedanta is talking about me, the ever-available Chaitanyam, which was, which is, and which ever will be Brahman. If a question, is Brahman not limited by the body now? And should the body not go away for Brahman to become limitless? All these questions, if they arise in the mind of the seeker, it indicates Shravanam is incomplete. Space can never be limited by the presence of the pot or the absence of the pot. Space is always indivisible and limitless. And I, the Chaitanyam, am ever indivisible and limitless, whether the body is present or not. This clear understanding is very important. So as the understanding that I am not the body with consciousness, but I am the consciousness with an incidental body, that becomes clearer and clearer, I claim the Atma more and begin to disclaim the body. It is like going towards one wall in a room. Necessarily that means what? I am going away from the opposite wall. Establishment in Atma presupposes giving up the identification of the body. As Atma is claimed more, the notion that I am the body, it drops. The notion existed because of ignorance. And as the ignorance goes away, the body identification also goes away. This must be clearly understood. And body identification also is of two types. One is the Samanya identification, which is caused by the Prarabdha Karma, due to which I am associated with this body-mind complex. Therefore, I experience the bodily conditions like hunger, thirst, old age, disease, pain, all that. So these biological experiences, they include pleasure and pain also. They are caused by Prarabdha Karma. And so they will not go away. Establishment in self-knowledge will not make these experiences disappear. A jnani also can get toothache. The biological experiences will continue as long as the prarabdha karma lasts. And the second point is the vishesha identification in the form of intellectual conclusion or notion that is born of ignorance. And that ignorance gives the notions that I am the physical body. Birth of the body is my birth. Death of the body is my death. Death is the end of life. All those things. So these intellectual notions cause samsara. Vedanta will destroy this conclusion. So emotional problem born out of wrong intellectual conclusion will go away. For example, a baby feels and cries from physical pain, but does not have the emotional worries associated with the bodily condition. Similarly, a jnani will go through physical, biological pleasures or pain. But like a baby, the jnani does not have worries caused by the body identification. Thus, the jnani's disidentification of the body is at the cognitive level and not at the physical level. When the understanding is very clear, no more sadhana is required for the jnani. But the jnani may choose to do sadhanas. That is different. Jnani, whose understanding is clear, is in Sahaja Samadhi. We call it Sahaja Samadhi, which means that he remembers the teaching all the time, like the Sthayi Bhava in music. This constant remembrance is natural to him. For all others, it is only a sadhana. For him, it is natural, it is spontaneous. So this state is called Sahaja Samadhi or Atmanishta, Sita Prajna in Gita's, Bhagavad Gita's language, or Brahmi Sthiti, all those. So whatever ups and downs are caused by Prarabdha, the Jnani remembers the fact that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Aham Brahma Ivanapara. So wherever his mind goes, whatever be the experience, he is in eternal, either internal or external samadhi, that's the Jnani, every perception is a samadhi. He does not lose sight of Sat in the external perceptions, that is the existence concept, and Chit, the awareness, consciousness in the internal perceptions, with the understanding that he is that limitless Sat and Chit. Now let us look at the sloka. Deha bhimane galite vijnate paramatmani yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhayaha. Deha bhimane galite, with the disappearance of the attachment to this body, and paramatmani vijnate sati, with the realization of the Supreme Self, yatra yatra mano yati, to whatever object the mind is directed towards, tatra tatra samadhayaha, one experiences samadhi. Shloka 31. Vidyate hridaya granthi chindhyante sarva samshayah kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. So the benefit of this establishment of knowledge that is given in this shloka, here the author quotes a shloka of a verse from actually Mundaka Upanishad. Actually, in fact, it's the same shloka only here. Both are same. In fact, this verse is the same as the 2.2.9, second Mundaka. The second chapter, ninth shloka, Mundaka Upanishad, same shloka. So with the clear understanding that Brahman alone appears in the form of both the Karana Ishvara and Karya Jiva, these are all languages borrowed from there. The knot, granthi is the knot, K-N-O-T knot. The ignorance or desire in the mind that binds one to the body that goes away. All doubts are destroyed in the wake of this understanding. All the results of actions in the form of punyam and papam, they are all destroyed. Sanchita is destroyed. Agami is avoided. I take for granted all these terms are known to you. Jnani's actions do not produce punyam or papam. Prarabdha karma is present, but the Jnani's standpoint towards them is from the Atma angle only. And so he does not give over importance to them at all, with the result that they are as good as destroyed. They are as good as destroyed. He has to still go through the sufferings driven by Prarabdha, if at all there is. So it is similar to how the presence of the stars is not noticed when the sun is shining very brightly. Now let us look at the sloka now. Tasmin drishte paravare, by beholding him, that is by realizing Brahman throughout the manifested manifold, the Jagat and all, who is high, para and low, apara, both of them. All these paravidya, aparavidya, all those things we are familiar. Jagat, all these things are apara, all these things. As lower order of reality, higher order of reality, lower order of reality. We have discussed all this in detail in Bhagavad Gita classes. Hridaya granthihi vidyate, the fetters of the heart are broken. Sarva samshayaha chidyante, all doubts are solved. And shriyante chasya karmani, all karmas and their effects, they all wear away, go away. So all Sanchita Agami karmas do not yield any result. Prarabdha will continue as long as one's physical body is there. But a Jnani who has made himself free from the body consciousness does not feel the effect of any karma. For him, all works and their effects are non-existent. Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad, third chapter, we saw the Ashariram Vavasam Tham Na priya priye sprishataha. Priya priye. Both of them. Na sprishataha. When he is free of the body, neither pleasure nor pain touches this person. He who realizes Brahman attains liberation. Brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. Mundaka Upanishad again. The one who knows Brahman, he becomes Brahman. Brahma vidha apunoti param taitriya. The knower of Brahman attains the highest. Tarati shokam atmavit chandogya, again, seventh chapter. Knower of self goes beyond the grief. Shokam. So with this particular verse, the first part of Drishya Viveka is over. It is about all aspects of the Vedantic teaching, concluding in the 31st shloka. He talked about the problem of samsara as the non-discrimination between the real and the unreal. At the subjective level, it is the non-discrimination between the real seer and the unreal seen. The seer seen non-discrimination. At the objective level, the non-discrimination is between the real Brahman and the unreal name and form, the universe. At the subjective level, the real is called the chit. The consciousness at the objective level, the real is called the sat, the existence. Chit is the consciousness. Sat is the existence. This non-discrimination is the cause of samsara. And therefore, the solution is discrimination or separation. Viveka. I have to separate the I, the chit, from the body-mind complex through understanding. And at the objective level, I should understand the sat, the reality, which is in and through all the name and form of universe. Not only should I separate the chit and sat, most importantly, I should understand that the chit inside alone is the sat outside. Consciousness inside alone is the existence principle outside. Sat and chit are two different words, but they refer to one and the same Brahman or Atma. I, the Satchit Atma, am Satyam. And the body-mind complex as well as the world outside are both Mithya. This discrimination is the solution. Then the author said that it is not enough if you do this discrimination, but it has to be assimilated also, so that our habitual identification with the body goes away. Any habit also has to gradually go away. Habit. Removal of any addiction is tough. And addiction to ego is the toughest, worst. And if it is said that moksha means dropping the ego addiction, people will generally opt for dropping moksha, because individuality, the ego, is loved by everyone. Negation of individuality appears like committing suicide for many people. Once it is understood that individuality is another name for mortality and insecurity, it will seem worthwhile to learn how to drop the individuality. Withdrawal from the strong addiction to ahankara, ego, is difficult, and long nididhyasanam is required to remove the habitual identification right from childbirth. A child will still have all the things to say, oh, this is my toy. As part of the nididhyasanam, 6 types of samadhi abhyasa were prescribed, and as a result, one obtains both jivan mukti and videha mukti. Jivan mukti while living and videha mukti after death. So this benefit was presented in the 31st shloka by quoting the Mundaka Upanishad shloka. So the samsara problem, the solution, and the benefit all were talked about until now. Actually, at this point, the teaching of the text is over. You can say it is over. In some versions, actually, the text itself ends with the 31st shloka itself. In the version that I am following, some more shlokas are also given. So those shlokas they form the summary of this teaching. So I thought it is worthwhile to see them also. And these shlokas can be treated as a separate Vedantic text also, because these verses can exist independently without connection to the previous portion also. So we will continue with the discussion of these shlokas also now. Shloka 32. Avachinna Siddhabhasaham Tritiya Swapna Kalpitaham Vigneya Trividho Jivaham Tatradhya Paramarthikaham. So here the author talks, he takes actually a new and a unique, creative approach also to Vedantic teaching here. In the previous portion, he talked about the 3 drik and 3 drishyas. And in this portion, the author talks about 3 jivas within one individual oneself. Every individual is a combination of three jivas. When we use the word I, it can refer to any of these three jivas according to context. If we understand the context clearly, we will have no problem. And three names are given for these three jivas. The first is called Paramarthika Jiva. And the second one is called the Vyavaharika Jiva. And the third one is called Pratibhasika Jiva. And of them, the first one, the Paramarthika Jiva, is the name of the original consciousness. All these things we all know, we are familiar with these terms, obtaining in the individual, original consciousness. And the other two, what are those two? Vyavaharika Jiva and Pratibhasika Jiva. They are Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, one and two. Chidabhasa one and Chidabhasa two. Two types of reflected consciousness. So original consciousness, Paramarthika, and these two are Vyavaharika and the Pratibhasika, reflected consciousness. So one OC and two RC. OC, original consciousness, two reflected. They are the three jivas. And the original consciousness, which exists independently, is Paramarthika Jiva, the Satya Vastu. Its existence does not depend on the body and the mind. Even after the destruction of the body-mind complex and even the whole universe, that original consciousness will continue to exist, but that consciousness is not available for transaction because the medium for its manifestation is not present. Reflected consciousness alone is experienced like the reflected light. We have given this example many times. Paramarthika Jiva is the meaning number one for the Jiva of the word I. When I say I, Paramarthika Jiva is the first meaning. When a jnani says I am Brahman, the I refers to the original consciousness, Paramarthika Jiva. And the second Jiva is the very same original consciousness which is reflected are manifested in the body-mind complex as the Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, life or sentiency in the body, they are all localized consciousness. It's localized in the body. It is localized since the reflection is available only within the reflecting medium, namely the mind. It is the consciousness which is available for transaction. That only is available for transaction. It is the reflected consciousness, not the original consciousness, that senses the sensations of the body and the surroundings. For example, if you take a table, it does not have reflected consciousness. And so it is not sentient, even though original consciousness is in it also. The reflecting medium is not there in the wooden table. So this Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, that obtains in the Vyavaharika body-mind complex and experiences the Vyavaharika universe in the waking state, that is the second Jiva. So this reflected consciousness number one is called Vyavaharika Jiva. As long as the mind is active, the Vyavaharika Jiva is available. When the person is in dream, then what happens? A fresh dream body mind complex, sense complex is created by so-called Nidra Shakti. There is a Nidra Shakti to experience the dream. The projected mind obtaining in dream does not know that it is dreaming. A Chidabhasa is formed in the dream mind also. And that Chidabhasa obtaining in Pratibhasika body-mind complex projected by the waker's mind is called Pratibhasika Jiva. We are talking about here dream. So this Jiva experiences the projected dream world. As long as projected Pratibhasika body-mind is present, this Jiva is available. When the person wakes up, the Pratibhasika body-mind and the corresponding Jiva and the dream universe, they are all resolved into where? Into the waker. Similarly, when the Vyavaharika mind is resolved in deep sleep, the Vyavaharika Jiva and the Vyavaharika universe, they all resolve. However, what is present? The Paramarthika Jiva never resolves. So that Paramarthika Jiva is the Advaitam Brahman. And it ever is. So this teaching of Vedanta is that instead of claiming the Vyavaharika Jiva or the Pradipasika Jiva as I should learn to claim the Paramarthika Jiva as I. After claiming this way, I can play the roles of the other two Jivas and need not worry, need not try to get rid of them. I can play those roles. Only the understanding that those Jivas are only role plays, that alone is needed. Playing the roles with this knowledge, the roles will not create samsara. Playing the roles with this knowledge, that role play will not create samsara. Such a jnani who plays the roles without allowing them to cause samsara, he is called a jivan mukta. He will play the roles appropriately and to the fullest extent, but the roles will not bind him because he has the background awareness that he is really Paramarthika Jiva. The other two, Vyavaharika and Pradibhasika, are only role play. He understands. So, thus the Paramarthika Jiva is the original consciousness. The Vyavaharika Jiva is the reflected consciousness obtaining in the waking state. And the Pratibhasika Jiva is the reflected consciousness obtaining in the dream state. So every jiva is a composite individual consisting of these three jivas. Earlier we said seer 1, seer 2 and jiva seer 3. Now we are telling it as the three individuals. When the word I is used, it can refer to any one of them. One should be aware of which jiva is referred to when. And of these three, the original consciousness is absolute reality. Now let us look at this shloka. Avachinna chidabhasaha tritiya swapna kalpitaha vigneyastrividho jivaha tatradhya paramarthikaha. Trividho jivaha, there are three conceptions of jiva, the consciousness. Namely, what are those? Avachinnaha, limited as prana and all those things. Chidabhasa, as presented in the mind. Tritiya, swapna kalpitaha, the third is as imagined in the dream. Iti, thus this way, tatra adhyaha paramartitaha, among them, the first one is the real nature of jiva. This is only an enumeration of the three jivas that we just described. Shloka 33. Avachetha kalpita syad. Avachedyam tu vastavam. Tasmin jivat jivatvam aropat. Jivatvam aropat. Brahmatvam tu svabhavataha. So from the 32nd shloka, the previous shloka, up to the 46th shloka, the last shloka of Drugdrishya Viveka, the author is summarizing the entire Vedantic teaching in a different manner. Previously, he talked about three types of seers, and now he is talking about three types of jivas, Paramarthika Jiva, Vyavaharika Jiva, and Pratibhasika Jiva. Some of them will be repetition from this previous shloka, just to only keep us in track. Paramarthika Jiva is the original consciousness, which obtains in the body-mind complex, like the space obtaining in a pot. And this jiva is called the original consciousness, and it is called Paramarthika because it is Paramarthika Satyam, of the higher reality, order of reality. And this enclosed consciousness seems to be limited by the body-mind complex, but the limitation is only a seeming limitation, like a pot space, just as the space cannot be limited or divided by anything. The body-mind complex belongs to a lesser order of reality, and therefore it cannot limit the consciousness, which is a higher order of reality. So the enclosed consciousness is originally nothing but Brahman only. The very same consciousness reflected in the mind has limitations, because the limitation of the mind. This reflected consciousness, which is called the Chidabhasa, has a limitation because the reflection can be located only within the reflecting medium. This is dosha, the medium. Here the author says that because of the proximity of the original consciousness and reflected consciousness, we commit the mistake of falsely transferring the limitation of the reflected consciousness to the original consciousness. Therefore, Paramarthika Jiva is given a limitation that it does not have. And this limitation alone is called Jivatvam or mortality. The Jivatvam of the reflected consciousness is falsely given to the original consciousness, the Paramarthika Jiva. Similarly, the Chidabhasa of the Waker, the reflected consciousness of the Waker, the Vyavaharika Jiva, projects a dream individual that is called Chidabhasa number 2, this dream Jiva. And this reflected consciousness belonging to the dream body mind complex that is called Pratibhasika Jiva that experiences the dream world. So there are now 3 layers. The first is the original consciousness called Paramarthika Jiva, which does not have any universe. Upon the original consciousness is the reflected consciousness, the Vyavaharika Jiva, associated with the Waker's body mind complex, which experiences the Waker's universe. This Vyavaharika Jiva, through the Vyavaharika body, experiences the Vyavaharika universe. And this is the second layer. And when this Vyavaharika Jiva dreams, then a second reflected consciousness is obtained, and this Pratibhasika Jiva experiences the dream universe through a dream body, not a Waker's body, a dream body. However, the Paramarthika Jiva is not associated with any body, and it is not associated with any universe either. There is no duality, but only Advaitam. There is no Paramarthika Satyam and there is a Jagat, none of those. In the deep sleep state, both the Vyavaharika and Pratibhasika bodies are resolved and the respective universes are not experienced. In the deep sleep state, both the Vyavaharika and the Pratibhasika bodies, they are resolved and the respective universes are not experienced. That's the Vyavaharika Jagat and the dream Jagat. And in this state, we are in our own original nature, the Paramarthika Jiva, but we do not know it. We do not know it. But the Shastra teaches that we are neither the Vyavaharika Jiva, nor the Pratibhasika Jiva, but the Paramarthika Jiva. It is taught to us by the Shastras. When a Jnani says, I am Brahman, the I refers to the Paramarthika Jiva. Now let us look at the shloka. Avacheta kalpita syad avachedyam tu vastavam tasmin jivatvam aropat brahmatvam tu svabhavatah avacheta kalpita syad avachetah. This, all these limitations, all those things, they appears to be imaginary, kalpitah. They are imaginary. Tu avacheyam vastavam. Tu means but. What appears to be limited is really real. Tasmin. Tasmin means in that. In that means what? The Brahman. Aropat, on account of superposition. Adhyasa. Jivatvam syat, the jivahood appears. Tu swabhavataha brahmatvam. Tu but. Naturally, svabhavataha, it is of the nature of Brahman, brahmatvam. So when is the Jnani Brahman? That is answered in the next shloka that we will read. Avachinnasya jivasya purnena brahmanaikatam tattvamasyadi vakyani jagurnetara jivayoho jaguhu na itara jivayoho. I am the limitless original consciousness. And when the mind comes and the reflection is formed, that reflection is a limited temporary entity. All these words have to be carefully understood. I am the limitless original consciousness. I am. In that sentence, I refers to the original, limitless original consciousness. And when the mind comes and the reflection is formed, that reflection is a limited temporary entity. So if mind is not present, reflection will be absent. But I, the original consciousness, will continue. That original consciousness cannot be seen, just our original face cannot be seen. Can we see our own original face? You have a mirror, what you see is only a reflected face. You cannot see your own original face. You cannot see your own eyes. Your eyes can see everything on earth, but it cannot see itself. However, the existence of the original consciousness cannot be doubted. Just like the existence of the original face cannot be doubted, even though it cannot be seen. The eyes in the original face, because it sees everything, I cannot say the original eye is not there because I cannot see it. Because its proof is the very function that eye sees everything as a pramana. How do I know then original consciousness exists? Since I cannot see my original consciousness and all the instruments of knowledge are meant to see matter, the only instrument which can talk about me, the original consciousness, is what? Is Mahavakya Shastra Pramanam only. You cannot have any instrument. Such Vakya, whatever you see through instruments, they are all not original. They are only reflections. Such Vakyas like Tattvamasi, they reveal the oneness of the Paramarthika Jiva with the infinite Brahman. Paramarthika Jiva with infinite Brahman. I am normally not able to accept the Shastric teaching because when I use the word I either take myself as the Pratibhasika Jiva or the Vyavaharika Jiva only. But learning to look at the Vakyam, Tattvamasi and all those Vakyas, from the viewpoint of the Paramarthika Jiva, the Vakya of oneness will ring through the mind. For the other two Jivas, Vyavaharika Jiva and Pratibhasika Jiva, this oneness with Brahman is not talked about at all by the Shastra because it does not exist. When the Shastra talks about this oneness, it talks about only the Paramarthika Jiva. Avachinnasya Jivasya Purnena Brahmanaikatam Tattvamasyadi Vakyani Jagurnetara Jivayoho. Tattvamasyadi Vakyani, such Vedic statements like Tattvamasi. Avachinnasya Jivasya of the limited Jiva Jaguhu Purnena Brahmana Ekatam. Declare as identical with Brahman, without parts. Na Itra Jivayoho. Not with the other two Jivas, Vyavaharika Jiva and Pratibhasika Jiva. Shloka 35. Brahman Yavastita Maya Vikshepavriti Rupini Avrityakandatam Tasmin Jagajivo Prakalpayet Avrityakandatam Tasmin. The author has talked about the Paramarthika Jiva, I, that is identical with the infinite Brahman. So the author now is explaining how the Vyavaharika Jiva and the Pratibhasika Jiva arise from Brahman or from me. You have to understand that also. For example, let us imagine a state in which the Vyavaharika and Pratibhasika universes are not present, but the non-dual Brahman alone is present. The Paramarthika Jiva alone is present. The Vyavaharika and Pratibhasika Jivas universes are not present. In other words, I, the Paramarthika Jiva alone, am present. Let us assume. Let's imagine a situation like that. I, the Brahman, have a special power called Maya Shakti. He told Maya is also as anadi as Brahman. This Shakti is twofold. We have seen this. One is the projection power. Projection power is what? We have seen all those things. Vikshepa Shakti. Another is called concealing power, the Avarna Shakti. Using my projection power, that's Vikshepa Shakti, I project a dream upon myself. And what is that dream? This physical body and universe are a dream projected by me. This physical body, I'm not in a dream world yet. This physical body and the universe are dream projected by me, the Paramarthika Jiva. So for the sake of experiencing the dream, I identify with the Vyavaharika body and the Vyavaharika Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, and become the Vyavaharika Jiva. That is how I become a Vyavaharika Jiva, because of the reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa. Once the dream is entered into, the fact that dream is a dream is forgotten. Once you enter into the dream is a dream, that fact is forgotten. For the dreamer, the dream is very real. A dreamer will never accept the dream as dream when, while he is in dream. The dreamer does not know the waker. His higher nature he doesn't know. Because of my concealing power of Maya, the Avarana Shakti, I, the Paramarthika Jiva, forget my Paramarthika status, the higher status. And this world projected by me gains a high degree of reality. I do all this with the help of my Maya Shakti. It is there inherently with you. And Shastras teach that experiencing the dream is fine. Nothing wrong in that. But understanding that it is only a dream, that is most important. You can experience the dream, no problem at all. But understand that it is a dream. That is important. But most of us, what we do? We fail to do that because we refuse to wake up from the dream. Prabodha Samaye, in Dakshinamurti Stotra Visa, only waking up will show that the dream was only a dream. Only waking up will show that dream is a dream. Brahman Yavastita Maya Vikshepa Priti Rupini Vikshepa Avriti Rupini Avarana Rupini Avrityakhandadam Tasmin Jagajivo Prakalpayet Vikshepa Avriti Rupini Maya. What is Maya? Maya is characterized by the Vikshepa Shakti, the projecting power, and the Avarana Shakti, the concealing power. Brahmani Avastita, they rest in Brahman. Tasmin in Brahman, actually in that Brahman. So the power of Maya existing in Brahman has two potencies, the extension, projection, and the limitation, this Avarana. So through the power of limitation, Maya hides the undivided nature of Brahman and so builds up the images of the individual self and the world, Jiva and Jagat. It builds that images. Maya Shakti. Shloka 36. Jivo dhistachida baso paved bhokta hi karma krite bhokya rupamidam sarvam jagatyad bhuta bhautikam. I, the Paramarthika Jiva, have forgotten my nature and I have come to this universe as a Vyavaharika Jiva. And this universe is my own projection and it is my own bigger dream, a Vyavaharika dream. So the confused Vyavaharika Jiva is none other than the consciousness reflected in the projected mind. This Jiva is the doer in the body-mind complex, and due to various actions performed, he gathers punyam and papam, he or she. The doer Jiva becomes the experiencer Jiva, bhokta Jiva. So this continuing dream experience cannot be stopped except by waking up. As long as I refuse to wake up, but keep doing a variety of actions, the cycle of action and experiences of result will continue. For the jiva's experience of pleasures and pain, the universe is the field consisting of the five elements and their products, bhautikam. The universe, jiva's body, chitabhasa, they are all within the dream of the paramarthika jiva. And that jiva chooses to identify with chidabhasa, its lower order of reality, the reflected consciousness. So chidabhasaha dhistaha, dhihi, buddhi, the reflected consciousness located in the buddhi, mind, antakaranam. Karmakrita performs various actions, the doer. Cha bhoktahi, as well as the enjoyer, doer is the enjoyer. Tasmat, therefore, jivaha bhavet, he becomes jiva. Bhuta bhautikam, consisting of the elements, panchabhutas. Bhogya rupam, of the nature of the objects of enjoyment. Idam sarvam jagat syat, all this is called jagat. It is because of chidabhasa, located in buddhi, manas, performs actions and enjoys the results, enjoys or suffers. Therefore, it is called jiva. And all this consisting of elements, bhautikam, and their products, their results are of the nature of objects of enjoyment. That is called jagat, the universe. Jagat is the field in which all these things happen, where enjoyment, suffering, all those things happen. Shloka 37. Anadi kalam arabhya mokshat purvamidam dvayam. Vyavahare sthitam tasmat ubhayam vyavaharikam. Here the author gives the reason why vekar jiva is called vyavaharika jiva. Vekar jiva is called vyavaharika jiva. This vyavaharika jiva, the chidabhasa, is involved in all the transactions. The paramarthika jiva is beyond all transactions, similar to the waker being not involved in any of the dream transactions. We have to understand it like that. The waker is not involved in any dream transactions. Similarly, paramarthika jiva is beyond all transactions. And the beginning of the waker jiva and waking universe in which transactions are going on cannot be known, just like beginning of a dream cannot be ascertained. What a great revelation. The beginning of the waker jiva and waking universe in which transactions are going on cannot be known, just like the beginning of a dream cannot be ascertained. Even the dreamer cannot say for certain when the dream started for him. For a dreamer to do that, he must be the knower of the waker in dream, which he is not. Waker cannot say when dream started because for him dream does not even exist. Look at nature. From beginningless time, the Vyavaharika Jiva and the Vyavaharika universe continue to exist in transaction. From beginningless time. Can this dream transaction end? Until spiritual awakening, the Vyavaharika continues, Vyavaharika Jiva will continue the transaction, and therefore this jiva is called Vyavaharika Jiva only. Until spiritual awakening. The dream example is the best way to explain this unbelievable state of affairs. The waker projects the dream body mind and the dream world. He enters into it, forgets his higher nature, waker nature, and enters into dream transactions and experiences the results also in the dream. Learning from this example that happens every night, we can understand that the waking experience is also another kind of dream. And the author deals with this topic in the next few shlokas. Anadikalam arabhya mokshat purvamidam dvayam vyavahare sthitam tasmat ubhayam vyavaharikam. Anadikalam arabhya mokshat purvam idam dvayam. అనాదికాలం ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్లెస్ టైమ్ ఆరభ్య టిల్ వన్ అటైన్స్ లిబరేషన్ మోక్షాత్ పూర్వం దీస్ టూ ఇదం ద్వయం దీస్ టూ జీవ అండ్ జగత్ ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్లెస్ టైమ్ దట్ ఇస్ వై లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో సెడ్ ఇన్ ది 13th చాప్టర్ ప్రకృతి పురుషం చైవ విద్యనాదీవు భావపి వికారాంశ గుణాంశ్చైవ విద్య ప్రకృతి సంభవా నో దట్ ప్రకృతి ద మెటీరియల్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ ద పురుష ద ఇండివిజువల్ సోల్స్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ బోత్ బిగినింగ్లెస్ ఆల్సో నో బోత్ ఆర్ అనాది ఆల్సో నో దట్ ఆల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్స్ వికారాస్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ అండ్ ద 3 మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్స్ సత్వగుణ రజోగుణ తమో గుణ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ బై ద మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ ప్రకృతి సంభవాత్ భవాన్ అండ్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ సీస్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ అదర్ వాక్యాస్ వీ హవ్ సీన్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ ఇన్ అవర్ ముండక డిస్కషన్స్ గతా కళా పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ట దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతి దేవతాసు కర్మాణి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మా పరే వ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీభవంతి ద 15 పార్ట్స్ గో బ్యాక్ టు దర్ కాసెస్ గతా కాల కళ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్ 15 పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ట దే బ్యాక్ గో బ్యాక్ టు దర్ కాసెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది సెన్సెస్ టు ద డీటీస్ దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతి దేవతాసు ది యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ ఆత్మన్ కర్మాణి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ ఆత్మన్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ ఇన్ ద బుద్ధి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మ బికమ్ వన్ విత్ ది హయ్యెస్ట్ ఇంపెరిషబుల్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఏకీభవంతి పరే వ్యయే పరే అవ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీభవంతి బికమ్ వన్ విత్ ది సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వ్యవహారే స్థితం హ్యావ్ ఓన్లీ ఎంపిరికల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వ్యవహార ఎంపిరికల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ తస్మాత్ ఉభయం వ్యావహారికం దర్ ఫోర్ బోత్ ఆర్ ఎంపిరికల్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ నేచర్ మేబీ ఐ విల్ స్టాప్ విత్ దిస్ శ్లోక అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ 37 we have completed, 46 I said, so we have another 9 shlokas, but they are all small shlokas, we can quickly do, and if I can do that and also summarize this discussion, I may take maybe a few more minutes tomorrow, then tomorrow we may be able to conclude Drik Drishya Viveka. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యపరసమహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.